Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4593.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain that influence.
The first one that comes to mind would be Albert Camus, who is an existentialist French writer. He wrote a book called The Stranger, which is about a man sort of lost in the world. And I read it when I was maybe 20 or 21. And it talks about his struggles with existentialism and trying to find out his meaning in life. And ultimately, what he comes to believe is that you make your own meaning in life. And even if you don't have all the answers, you can find a lot of significance in life and find a lot of meaning. And as a young, confused person, that's always kind of a good thing to hear.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a great father, a good husband. I should probably say great, too, just to be fair. a good business person, just decent to people around me.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would say that I'm a pretty easygoing person. I'm a pretty happy person. I've sort of made a good life for myself, I think. I'm pretty happy and content with who I am and what I do.
What types of things make you happy?
The simple things, you know, spending time with friends and family, fishing with my dad, running around my kitchen, the island with my daughter, chasing my dogs around. It's kind of the basic things.
What types of things make you sad?
I get frustrated at times with... If I feel that I'm not getting enough time with loved ones, I've been at times with school and work. I've certainly had to deal with that and prolonged periods of absence from like my parents and other people close to me has a tendency to make me a little down, I guess.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are today.
I was pretty lucky. I had four parents that loved and cared for me, which not everyone gets to get. So I had a mother, father, stepmother, stepfather who were very loving and supportive, in their own ways. And I had a pretty Leave It to Beaver style kind of childhood, really.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And if so, how did you develop this attribute?
I think I have a slightly above average aptitude for empathy. I really try to take the time to understand people's motivations and figure out why they act in certain ways and try to relate to them, even if it's not always easy to do so. But it's something I strive to do.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
That's kind of a tough question, but I guess the simplest answer would be just Someone who treats people, regardless of situation or status, with a general sense of decency would be a good place to start.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I'm naturally curious. I like that. I always like to figure out how things work. What I like least about myself is I can beat myself up over mistakes. I've gotten better at it with age, but I used to be pretty bad at it.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Again, another big open-ended question. More than anything, what I'd like to instill with them is that they're loved by their parents, and that regardless of any missteps that we might make in life, that everything's ultimately going to be okay.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Honestly, it's really nothing too crazy. I love to cook, so I love cooking for my family. I get a lot of satisfaction from that and from watching them, enjoy the food together. We like to go on walks quite a bit, go to ball games, spend time with a lot of our extended family. We do quite a bit of driving on the weekends, so... Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I'd love to have a clever answer to this, but really it's probably the Nintendo I got when I was about eight, because mm-hmm. there's an eight-year-old boy, and that there's really nothing better than that when you're that age. Got a lot of use out of that thing.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Aside from Nintendo?
Yeah.
I love to fish. My brother and I used to go to a park near where we grew up quite a bit, just kind of exploring, looking for crayfish and things in the stream. And we just, you know, run around the neighborhood with friends, ride on bikes, and listen to some sweet 80s rock and roll, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite book? And if so, what is it?
I have a ton, but the first one that came to my mind was The Stand by Stephen King. In general, I enjoy, usually I go for sci-fi or more relaxing books, but, you know, I've certainly read plenty of serious ones as well. And a favorite literary character, I guess right now I would probably say Roland from the Dark Tower books, also Stephen King.
Do you have a favorite word? And if so, explain why it's your favorite word.
I'm going to piggyback my grandmother's favorite word because it makes plenty of sense. And her favorite word is joy. And I feel it's pretty self-explanatory.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
The last movie I saw was Django Unchained, and yeah, I loved it. Very violent, but good story. Slavery's bad.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I like to watch all kinds of sports, football and baseball mostly, but I watch hockey, a little bit of basketball, and even some soccer.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
Let's see, free time. I think I remember that about 5 years ago. playing paintball in a little bit here. That's always fun to do from time to time, so active things are good. I'm a film buff. I'm a film buff, and I love to read. I guess so that's probably what I get to do most often.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
You know, I'm going to go a little counterintuitive and say I don't know that I am a creative person. I guess I wrote short stories as a kid. I don't know that they were any good. So I'd like to think I'm creative, but maybe I'm not so hot at it.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Not often. When I was 14 and I had long hair, I kind of looked like John Lennon. But
choose a prominent person, they can be living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would say Winston Churchill, because he was a fantastic leader in the face of adversity, and he was also a wonderful drunk.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
My freshman year in college, when I was walking around the university campus, I had all four of my parents, both sets of parents and step-parents, walking around and taking the tour, and at the time it was something akin to me watching Fidel Castro and John Kennedy walking hand in hand, and just realized that it was the first time I'd really seen, you know, all my parents kind of cooperate in such a fashion, realized that they can kind of get over things and that maybe it's okay to forgive people for past transgressions as well.
Mm-hmm. Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
In my current line of work, I'm running a business. It's not something that I went to school for. I did get a degree and contemplated going to higher education. I took the LSAT a year ago until I had about a dozen lawyers tell me not to go to law school because it was a lose-money venture. And, yeah, it was quite a risk to lose, you know, to leave a desk job doing research and a pretty good pay to start up a business and to run that business, and it's worked out really well. A few bumps in the road, but I love not having a boss, so I would say that's worked out.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised, unsettled, or challenged you, and if so, in what way?
I read a book called Ishmael by Daniel Quinn, again, right around when I was 20, that really challenged a lot of my assumptions about society and the overall overall kind of direction that we're headed. I don't know if I agreed with 100% of it, but it really kind of ripped down a lot of the things that we kind of took for granted about sort of manifest destiny and where we're headed as a society.
Have you ever experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were opened to something you were previously blind to? And if so, describe this moment and your impressions about it.
I think I've had a few. When I was in my younger 20s, I think I was beating myself up over a bad grade I'd received, or a girl that didn't return affections, or something equally mature like that. And I was listening to a song called "Given to Fly," and it was a very sort of a hopeful song, and made me kind of think for a little bit about if I was getting any benefit over having sort of negative emotions about perceived failures, or if sort of forgiving myself and moving on might be a better tack. And I would say it was pretty close to epiphany.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I'd like to be reading my daughter a book right now. We read a few this morning and we had a good time.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is to do my best, to have goals, but more importantly, to appreciate every day and all the opportunities you have with the people that you have, because you don't get another one. A gentleman who's a friend of mine, who's about my dad's age, has had a nice little motto that said, "Don't wish your life away," and that seems to work pretty good.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
When I was 20 years old, you might be able to kind of piece it together, but I was having some difficulties just with self-esteem issues, and some school performance, and some sort of social issues. And really, how I overcame these was just having the maturity to have a little bit of fortitude to deal with a little bit of adversity and forgive myself for not being perfect. And it did change my perspective on life. I used to be quite a bit more cynical than I am now, but I find with just a little bit of perseverance and absolution, self-absolution, you can accomplish quite a bit.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
That would definitely be fatherhood. There's nothing in my life that has come even remotely close to the amount of joy and sense of satisfaction I've had than from raising a child. Just the day-to-day growth and experiences that you have is by far the best thing I've ever been part of.
Who is your favorite actor?
I'll say Brad Pitt. He's been in a bunch of good stuff that I like.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner is probably surf and turf, although sushi's good too.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes, I loved Clue as a kid. I always liked trying to figure out who the murderer was, in what room, and what they did it with.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
The craziest thing I've ever done that's appropriate for an audio interview. I guess I haven't really done a ton of stuff that's really idiotic. I haven't jumped out of any perfectly good planes or anything like that.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Probably get kisses from a dog, or have a little girl handing me an iPhone and asking me to play some songs on it for her.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Something I wish I could do, but I can't. I wish I could play cards with my grandpa again. I wish I could make Christmas cookies with my grandma again. But I remember all the times that we did those things with our loved ones that are no longer with us, and that has to be, kind of enough.
What is your favorite season and why?
Fall. Definitely. I love the change of colors. I love the crispness in the air. No mosquitoes. Not sweating. Football's on. A lot of good stuff.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
Well, there's a lot of them, but I think whenever you see really, really bad human rights abuses in certain areas, and we're not immune to it here too, it's just really difficult to explain. I spent some time at the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. about 6 months ago. Not that I didn't have knowledge of it before, but you see the extent of mankind's inhumanity to each other at times, and it's really, really staggering.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I guess I would probably be Professor X if I could, because he can read people's minds, and that would be a pretty valuable skill to have.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you
I would probably be courtside for a lot of really good sporting events.
do?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that over bank robbing.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Talking with people and just learning about them, learning about their various backgrounds, and I deal with people of all walks of life, really, and just chatting them up and finding the kind of common bonds that they all have is something that is rewarding, and it's interesting to see how people, very diverse, have a lot in common.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be and why would you choose this career?
I would be a professional baseball scout because I think I would like going out to the ballparks, and I'd like to be right. So if you find if you find a talented individual that ends up becoming a big star, you get financial compensation and the added benefit of doing a job well done. Plus you get to sit on your behind and watch sports, so it could be better than that.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what do you think you'd be doing with things like work and family and travel?
Well, work and family have a way of making travel be kind of a luxury. I'd like to be able to do it a little bit more 10 years from now. But 10 years from now, I would hope to have two decently grown children still in the house. I would like to have the same level of autonomy I have now. Maybe be thinking about starting a second business as far as that. But if I'm still running the one I'm at now, I think I would be just perfectly content with that.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening, I would say probably. Oh boy, there's nothing huge with grand romantic gestures. I've been told before that a clean house is the most romantic thing I can do, so I guess I'd probably start with that. But then, go out, the standard issue, go to find a nice restaurant downtown, probably something somewhere I've never been before, and maybe taking a nice play or a nice show of some sort, and go dancing or something like that. Something fun.
What qualities do you look for in a significant other?
The qualities I look for most in a significant other is a pre-existing sense of happiness. I've tried dating people in the past that didn't have that, and it just never worked out because nothing you could ever do could really get that going for them. But someone a mature, established person who is sane.
What is the nicest thing you think you could do for your significant other?
Try to do things without always being asked, and try to put a little thought and consideration into things. If it's picking up a favorite food or just getting something nice every so often for no particular reason that 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 they would enjoy, just the little things like that, making the bed so they don't have to.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, there's a few different reasons. I've personally known several people who, for various different reasons, were unable to have additional children, including my own family after myself, when my parents remarried. I've several friends who are gay and are obviously unable to have children on their own, but are perfectly fit and good people that I think would be great parents. And I think anyone who has the desire and wherewithal to have that level of commitment to parenting, I just don't think that there's enough people like that in the world as it is. And I think that they deserve the same shot at parenting that I have. And I think just the existence of that desire is proof enough for me anyway that they're ready to become parents, and I would like to help out with that.
Are there any additional messages you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Don't take life too seriously. Mm-hmm. Love the people around you and do your best, and everything will work out okay.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4593.